The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, approved net neutrality. Now, that means that internet service providers, and that includes cable companies like Comcast, cannot selectively slow down internet data speeds. The new rules put these providers in the same category as utility companies. They'll be regulated like that. So what does that mean for consumers and companies in the Seattle area? Let's ask Hansen Hossain. He directs the University of Washington Communication Leadership Program. He's president of HRH Media Group. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill.
In simple terms, what is net neutrality?
Net neutrality is essentially, it's a concept that says internet broadband providers will not discriminate based on the traffic that's coming across their infrastructure. And so there is no change in speed. There's no fast lanes. They're not going to charge more. Everything it passes through is sort of agnostic.
Agnostic. So that's the new standard, according to the FCC. Net neutrality. Who wins in the Seattle area?
Basically, anybody who uses the internet as their business model, where they have content that travels over the internet, wins. So if you look at the big companies just generally that supported this, Facebook, Google, Twitter, Netflix, you know, they want their content to travel freely and they want people to have access to it. And so here in Seattle, you'd probably be looking at any company that really does specialize in content. I would like to think that Microsoft generally would support this because of how they use Skype and that they've got a lot of their, you know, Xbox content and all that taking advantage of this. But I can't say for sure. I believe that Amazon also would benefit from this because they rely so heavily on how people interact on the internet to do retail trade.
But why would the giant Amazons and Microsofts, wouldn't they be the ones who could afford to pay for these fast lanes and would want to?
Well, the whole point of the FCC decision was really to benefit two constituents groups. First, well, they want more Microsofts and Amazons, so they want more innovation. So they want entrepreneurs to see the internet as a place that they can do that without having to pay some kind of extra fee. Secondly, they want consumers to benefit. And there's been great market failure because we've had these monopolies like Comcast that don't give us the service we want, which is why there's been so much public pressure here. And so Amazon is a consumer company first and foremost, and they're going to want the consumers to have access to them and be happy. And that's why Amazon, I think, would support this.
Who loses in the Seattle area?
Well, anybody who's basically has as a business model traffic, who basically provides the infrastructure for the traffic. And so I'm curious to see what CenturyLink, for example, is going to say about this. T-Mobile, as a mobile provider, they're actually sort of caught in the net of this decision. And so
because mobile providers are being treated like your cable
which
company.
Is amazing, because in the past they've actually said that we're different because, you know, it's a much more constrained environment and people sip data and we charge them for it as opposed to all you can eat. And so it's going to be very interesting to see how T-Mobile and CenturyLink behave based on this.
So why would the traffic providers lose?
They would lose because they wouldn't necessarily. I mean, this is all very theoretical. This is the problem. There has not actually been any harm done so far on any of this stuff. It's also very future looking that CenturyLink may in the future want to charge more or may want to slow down or may say, you know what, no BitTorrents through our infrastructure. And this will prevent them from doing any of that. It's highly regulated if this goes ahead.
The city of Seattle is looking at creating an internet utility. How does this ruling affect that plan?
Well, I think it actually gives it more support. This was indeed the consequence of market failure, that people were so upset, Americans are so upset about how they're being treated by these monopolies that they want more options. And so they were able to pressure the FCC to make this happen. And so there's a lot of support right now for alternative sources, whether it is municipal broadband or, say, Google Fiber. Municipal broadband especially has gotten a lot of resistance from Comcast because they say, you know, we shouldn't be competing with the government for something that should be in the private sector. Well, now the FCC gives that a lot of support.
So bottom line, if I'm an average consumer, I feel how about this FCC decision pro net neutrality?
Bottom line, it has zero impact on you right now. Okay, this is all very theoretical and it's sort of out there and pie in the sky. Future, I actually think it's not a bad thing because it is a black eye for these monopoly companies like Comcast that have not treated us well, that gouge us, that give us slow speeds to say, you know, wake up. We're going to come for you and figure this out differently if you don't help us out. So I think at least from that point of view, it's beneficial to the consumers.
Anything important that I didn't ask you?
The reason why this is such a big deal, even though nothing has really happened, is that most of the internet traffic today is because of video. like a good third of broadband use is to consume Netflix. And so basically up to now, it's been okay, but there's a lot of money and infrastructure that goes into doing that. And so the question is whether this whole net concept of net neutrality that came about before video became such a bandwidth hog really can apply as universally as we want it to. It's great in theory, but we may need the flexibility to deal with this in a way that we haven't seen clarity yet from the FCC, and there's going to be huge challenges at the court level in the next few years.